Thanks.
All right, thank you, Lance. It's 8:19. I don't know how many of you followed the president during his speech last night, and also the other day when he had a press conference and he adamantly denied any charges of sexual misconduct in office. As a matter of fact, people that were watching, there are people that follow the body language of people, and a communication counselor, this guy named Ray McGrame, said that Clinton lowered his head when he was doing his aggressive gestures, which is unnatural. This is what he said now. When you're aggressive, you raise your chin. Lowering your chin shows shame and mixed with anger. So if that's true, maybe there's something to that. But you'll recall that on the show a couple of months ago, we had a speech pathologist. He was a reverse speech pathologist. His name is David Oates.
Oh, yeah, David.
And he claimed that he could take any speech, reverse it, and find hidden meaning in it.
And he showed us how to do it and how to hear that the words that are spoken in reverse speech.
We've never had a real opportunity to want to do it until now. So we had taken the first 5 minutes of President Clinton's speech.
Oh, good. Only five.
Listen very carefully to it backwards.
Yeah.
And we came up with some clips that are very revealing.
Oh, really?
Now, I'm going to play the first clip. It's the president saying backwards now, "I did not hear that noon interrupt." Meaning, of course, while he was in a compromising position, according to some authorities, somebody, Secret Service, secretary, or other at the White House.
This is what you hear in his...
Walked in on him, yes. Okay. Yes, you'll hear it. Listen very carefully.
He's not here with no interrupt.
I did not hear that noon interrupt. Wow, is that telling. Now, the next President Clinton reversal will be a clip that you'll hear when he says, "And I asked that girl, what's in it? For they didn't know it was a new fib." Listen.
"I asked that girl, what's in it? For they didn't know it was a new fib."
A new fib.
Yeah.
All right, listen carefully here. When you hear the president say, in reverse speech, "You're not saying nothing. See you later, dude." Now, he must be talking to Vernon Jordan at that point. Listen again. "You're not saying nothing. See you later, dude."
"You're not saying nothing. See you later, dude."
And this last clip is the most disturbing of all. You will hear the president actually say, "You're sickening. At least you're not. Say aha, a vengamingus, a resnocknik."
"You're sickening. But you're not more. Say aha, vengamingus, a resnocknik."
Is the year of music variety. Whenever you write a check.